Well, good morning, everyone. This is Ed DeRitter calling in from Manhattan Beach, California. I'm part of the Ed and Gary DeRitter team. Gary's been off in the greater Seattle area for a couple of days and just returns later today. And I want to welcome you to the Friday Morning Generals call. We have a special design for you this morning, but before you do that, I want to give a shout out to a fellow that most of you know, Dr. Stephen Moore, for probably the last 5 or 6 months or something like that. Stephen and I have been sharing responsibilities for the Friday Morning call, but he took a little hiatus because he's had another son. So Preston Moore was born last Saturday, and he said he and Preston are doing great. Of course, Stephen and his wife, and big brother Max are all doing well. So I just want to give a shout out to sort of my partner on the Friday morning call. Also want to make note, and I'll try to do it again at the end as well, but of course tomorrow is Saturday, and will be Millionaire Training Circle hosted by Dan McCormick. That call has been more than 11 years in existence. It's been a terrific call that people really look forward to, and you should look forward certainly to tomorrow's call. It's same phone number you dialed into and same PIN code, but it starts an hour later, so it's 9 o'clock Mountain Time, 8 o'clock Pacific, and it runs also about 30 minutes. So just a reminder for that tomorrow morning. Well, as we look here on Friday morning, it is the last Friday before the largest LTO in New Skin history, and I'm going to add so far, because they just keep getting bigger and better. So we have 5 full days left to participate, take full advantage, and to be prepared for the LTO next Wednesday. So what we have lined up for you this morning is sort of a two-part call. The first part of the call are two folks who have had some extensive experience as users now of the TR90 product. And they're going to give more than just a simple testimonial, but I think a more detailed testimonial, really talking about the sort of the whole process each of them went through to really get the success that they did. Some of the thoughts they had going in, and just the whole process. I think it'll be fascinating to listen to that. And the purpose is, of course, to give you more insights from the field on how the product has worked, the success, and to make sure that you know exactly what you have in your hands. This is just not another weight management program. This is the best concept, the best products, and the best program ever devised. And then after we have those two testimonials, we will have the president of the Americas, Scott Schwert, as our guest, and get some real final insights, really, into how to be prepared for next Wednesday, how to take full advantage, and just some great information from a man who has really been leading the Americas to just great, great numbers and great success. So with that, I'd like to introduce our first speaker this morning, and Nancy Riley. I heard you say hello when you came on the line.
I'm here. Yeah.
There you
go. Hi, everybody.
Good morning. So, Nancy, I'm going to let you introduce yourself in terms of, you know, your title and success in the business on the business side of New Skin, and then if you would, kind of tell us your story those things that really resonated with you with your TR90 experience. So please welcome Nancy Riley.
Oh, well, thank you so much, Ed, and everybody. It's a real pleasure to be here with you guys this morning. And, just a little bit about me. Basically, my background was in teaching a long time ago, and then I raised my kids, and now I'm helping to raise my grandson. So that's a little bit about me. But I learned about the company many years ago, 20 years now, through just an accidental type of meeting, and learned about the recurring income that you could get with it. So I began to, you know, work with the company, it was really because the products performed for me. I had acne, and I could, I tried everything, and before that time, nothing worked, and then when these products worked for me, I was just able to go share that with people, and I loved that. And so the TR90, I kind of felt was going to be a lot like that for me, because I felt like if I could trim some weight off and slim down, as, you know, being a grandma and my age now and being past that time in life as women go through, it was getting harder and harder to lose the weight. And I'm a very active person. I mean, pretty active, I think. I don't do marathons or anything like that, but I work out at the gym 3 times, 4 times a week, and I'm just active. I love to play and do fun things. And so I was not able to lose weight. If I lost weight, I would gain it back, and I did that many times, and I guess I realize now that I really messed up my metabolism. So my goal was to lose the fat, gain some muscle, and redesign my shape in 90 days, like they say. And but I kind of was a little bit hesitant about it in the beginning. I was excited about it, not to say I wasn't excited about it, but I was a bit hesitant because of the past of losing the weight and then gaining it back. And I just was very concerned about doing that again. And after learning about the science and nutrition, the nutrition aspect of this, I realized that it was totally different. So I didn't think it was going to be like those previous diets. And I loved helping people, so I thought if I could help them, just like I was helping them learn about their antioxidant levels with the scanner, and I was helping them with their skin, and using the ageLOC skincare products are just phenomenal. My skin looks, I believe, better than it did 10 years ago with these products. So I felt like this would be really something that I could do. So away I went. I actually was lucky enough to get my hands on this a few weeks before everybody else. So my goal was to lose 12 pounds of fat in the 90 days, and that would be, for me, my anniversary was December the 28th. That was our 40-year anniversary, and I thought that would be a really good goal to lose. I figured if I could lose a pound a week, that would be 4 pounds a month, and that would be 12 pounds by the time I was done with the program. So, and again, it being my anniversary, it just kind of was a nice time, and I was able to complete the system about 10 days before December 28th, which was our anniversary. So what I did was, and I did it, but I'll explain that a little bit at the end. I learned the importance. The big thing was I learned the importance of having a third of my protein in the morning. Big mistake I'd made before was I was trying to just starve myself, and not starve myself, but just not eat anything before I went to work out, and it would be 11 or 12 o'clock before I would eat my lunch ordinarily. You know, that's what I would be doing. And I didn't realize until I learned from the scientists at Pharmanex that this was the worst thing I could possibly be doing, and no wonder I was storing fat and not gaining the muscle and everything. So that was a big thing for me, to have that third of my protein when I woke up in the morning. So I was doing the 30-30-30, so 30 grams of protein morning, noon, and night type of a thing. But I also had protein snacks in there too, so to make sure that I had the better amounts of protein. So when I woke up, I would have that shake that we have, and it had 15 grams of protein in it, right? But that's not enough. You need more. So I decided I would have the non-fat milk, because before that I was having more almond milk, and it doesn't have the higher amounts of protein. So I started back on organic, fat-free milk, and that was 15 grams of protein. 15 plus an 8. And then I would add to it hemp hearts and chia seeds, things that I found that would be not high in calories and things, and that would give me the protein. And I always put kale in, and kale and berries I found had a little bit of protein as well. So I could get my shake up to close to 30 grams, and now I see what they're going to do is add the protein boost, so people can do it with that and not have to really think, and I think that'll make it a lot simpler for a lot of people, especially if you're traveling and things. And that was the thing. The first week that I did this, the first sorry, the second week. So while I was on that jump start, I was traveling that second week, and it was amazing to me that I would be, ordinarily, when you travel, and I was staying with my brother-in-law and sister who live in Vancouver, and he's like a gourmet chef. He's amazing. And, he'd be cooking things that would be, normally I would just love. And I really, with that jump start, I'm telling you, it was amazing. So that particular product, I wish that we had more of it. I don't know if we can get more of it, but for me, that was a really good thing. And I didn't feel like eating the things that I normally do when I go home to Vancouver. So that was awesome. But anyways, basically, Ed, I think that my whole story here would be just basically just sticking to what they suggested with the, the protein. And that was like a real key thing. And I found that lunch was pretty easy because I just generally had a salad and some sort of chicken or fish in it. And then in the afternoon, I'd have that second shake because I did find that sometimes in the afternoon, I just really felt like something a little bit on the sweet side, and that shake just did it. And you could add stuff to it. I discovered, because it was fall when I was doing it, that they had at Starbucks, they had this really awesome pumpkin-flavored coffee, and I would just shake a little few of the granules into that, and it was just really delicious. So I missed that. I'm going to stock up next year on that product from Starbucks. But anyway, that was what I did. And then if I got hungry at night, which I usually did, I would have almonds or nuts or of some kind, and that was it. The pounds did come off. I couldn't believe it, but it was more the inches, and I started to notice it, like in places that I was not expecting it, sort of in my upper arm area, that area, and of course my waist was a thrill because that's what we all want to lose, right? Let's see. The other thing that I thought too was the importance for me, because I started it before everybody else really was on it. I was kind of like trying to read the book, trying to figure out what am I doing. But they had these Monday, Wednesday, Friday coaching calls. And if you haven't been on them, you just have to get on those calls because they are so helpful. They really encouraged me and gave me ideas. And even to the point where I would get on a little bit early and say, hey, I've started the new program, because they were working on the old program at the beginning. And they immediately started to give me pointers on how to work with the TR90 program. So I can't stress enough the importance of getting your people onto that and yourselves getting onto it, because they were just so helpful. And give you ideas of ways to prepare your shakes so you wouldn't get bored with them, and just give you encouragement, and you just hear just different ideas that you might have not thought of yourself. The other thing that I found was a little bit hard, I shouldn't say a little bit, a lot, was I think it would be important to have your spouse on this with you. My spouse decided he didn't want to do it when I was on it. He just wanted to see how I would make out with it. But at the same time, I would want to go to Whole Foods and to True Foods for dinner and stuff, and he went one time to True Foods. That's what we have down here in California. It's a really wonderful place, but he just didn't like it. So when we would go out to dinner and stuff, that would be a little bit of a challenge. I just decided that, okay, well, I'm not going to have any bread, I'm not going to have any starches, I'm just going to have the protein, and it wasn't too bad. I would get the whatever protein on the menu. It's usually chicken or fish, of some sort, and stay away from the sauces. And if I had any kind of salad dressing, I would just kind of dip the salad into it and have it on the side, not have too much. So I guess my advice for anybody that is thinking about starting the program is to, the main thing I had to do is I decided I'm doing this for 90 days. I'm not going to think about anything else. I'm just going to do it. And I had to commit for that and really, really be ready to do that when you start it, and stay consistent on it, like everything else we have to do, right? And I think just the three aspects of the program are really what make it different and changes our metabolism. And it's not a magic pill. Some people I know maybe thought that they were just going to take the pills and hope it all worked out, but it isn't that. But the jump start and the fit and the control are amazing, and I use the app on my phone to just remind myself to take those, you know, and make sure that you take them when you're supposed to. And I was really good about that. I always carried them in my purse so that if I was out, I got them. And just don't get bored with your shakes. Just play up with, you know, put different things in them. There's so many different ways you can make them and not add a lot of calories. And one thing I would say is don't weigh yourself and only do it the beginning when you start, and 30 and 60 and 90 days. Do the weighing and measurements all at the same time. I did, I was standing on the scale every day looking, waiting for, you know, the thing to happen, and that was a little bit discouraging. That's what I would say to do, because it's really just the way your clothes fit is what the main thing is to people, I think. And then also be accountable to somebody. And I was accountable to my husband. he got pretty good at it. So that was good. And then keep a diary of what you eat if you can. And I think the app is good for that too. So I didn't really do that so much. And this time when I do it, I'm going to do that with the app more. But the nice thing was my clothes got looser, and I noticed it on my neck, my upper arms, my belly. I've been really happy with the results. And so by our anniversary on December 28th, I had exceeded my goal. I had lost 14 pounds and 8.5 inches all around. So I wasn't a huge, great wow person, but, you know, for my age, and it was easier than any other diet, so-called diet. I don't even like to call it the same word, but anything else I've ever done. It was really not a hard thing at all. And I think that I'm so grateful that the scientists have come up with this at our company, because it couldn't have come at a better time in life for me. So,
great.
Well,
let me summarize, folks, some of the key points that Nancy made. One was the addition of protein first thing in the morning. So it was now morning, noon, and dinner protein, and she added protein snacks. That keeps the fat burning all day long. Number two, she recommends, and so do I, the Monday, Wednesday, Friday calls. They start on the same phone number you're on right now, same PIN code. They start 30 minutes before, and they run for about 20 minutes so that they don't conflict with the general's call. And there are two pros on either Monday, Wednesday or Friday. They alternate, they give great information, so that's terrific, all designed around TR90. And number three, she talked about just really following the system. Number four, don't bother with the scale. Let's not get hung up on the poundage. It's the inches and body fat reduction. And number five, some sort of accountability. So, Nancy Riley, thank you very much for your information this morning.
Oh, thank you.
And by the way, she and Darren, who I'm about to introduce, both of them, their before and afters are on the newskinusa.com site. So you can see some of the actual changes visually. So so Darren Kleinman is also someone who has success on the program. Darren, based on the fact that we have Scott Schwartz coming on, I'd like to ask you to take maybe 4 to 5 minutes with your information, if that's okay.
Okay.
Great.
Hello, my name is Darren Kleinman. I live in Stansbury Park, Utah, and I've been doing New Skin for just under a year. My wife and I fell in love with the products immediately. She had a lot of trouble with her digestion and was basically eating a liquid diet every morning, and with the Nano and ProBio, it turned her around within a month, and it was really life-changing for us, so we fell in love immediately. I did interior painting for nearly 20 years and had a back surgery about 10 years ago. I'm 44 now, so that was pretty early to have my back go out on me. And my wife, a couple years ago, I started getting less active. I have 5 very active daughters, and she's like, "You're not going to be one of those dads that can't play with your kids. You need to get off the couch." And so she took me to a gym a couple years ago and got me a trainer. And having done that consistently for a couple years, I still wasn't still carrying around that, you know, 20, 30 pounds extra and with a belly. And I could feel myself getting stronger. And when I learned what by staying in shape, I could manage my back pain better than, you know, with any medications. And so I really wanted to do the TR90 program and try and lose that extra 20 or so pounds and feel better and have more energy. And that was my main motivation for doing it. Besides, I wanted to really prove honestly whether it worked or not and create my own story. And that, you know, that's what I did. One thing I'd recommend is trying to do it with a partner, a friend. I did it with my daughter, and I had my own little accountability partner, and I thought the program was amazing. I've tried several things over the years to manage my weight, and I found that this was by far the easiest. We both agreed that the control was amazing. Some of the things that I thought made it easier to kind of stay on task and maintain throughout was, one, just do a little planning and preparation and keep the pantry stocked. It's hard when it's time to eat a snack and have your portion of protein and you go in the kitchen and there's nothing there or not the right kinds of things, and it makes you helps you make a bad choice. Another thing that I did was I allowed myself a treat. I'd have my Mountain Dew once a weekend and a small chocolate bar. And when you look at the booklet, it gives these food choices, and there's excellent, good, and poor. And when you try to do things to an extreme nature, I feel like it's easier to burn yourself out. And not that I don't recommend making excellent choices, but I tried to really focus on just always making good choices, and it fit closer into the things that I was regularly eating. And so when I looked at the excellent choices, there were a lot of foods on there that I weren't so familiar with, and felt like if I just jumped right in, like you say, okay, I'm never going to eat a carb again. You know, you've never wanted one so bad until you told yourself that you could never have one. And so I just tried to make lots of good choices and avoid making any bad choices. And I thought that helped me really maintain it well and stay right on track for the 90 days. It turned out better than I imagined. I hadn't seen my abs since college, and they're back. Mm-hmm. And I ended up losing a total of 18 pounds and 17 inches. And a little bit about my daughter that I just thought was really fun. She swims competitively, and she's in her third year of swimming, and so her times were pretty well established. And we found every meet that we were going to, she was dropping 1 to 2 seconds off of her short races in consecutive weeks. And by the end of the season, she had dropped an entire minute off of her 500, which is 20 laps. And the only thing we could attribute it to was the TR90, because it was the only variable in the equation that was different. She had, her times were established. She still went to practice every day. And all of a sudden she started doing TR90, and we were watching her get faster every week. And that was exciting and really fun. I would recommend this program to anyone. Even if it's just the 10, 15, 20 extra pounds that you find hard to lose, where you have a considerable amount or more that you want to lose, I think that it'll work for anybody. And just keeping that protein in you, like Nancy said, 3 solid meals with protein a day, and keeping those mid-morning and the mid-afternoon snacks so that you stay in that fat-burning zone. Sometimes it'll even feel like, I felt like I was eating too much, because I would get up and have an egg and a piece of whole wheat toast and have my shake as well, and I felt like, wow, I'm eating too much. But I was doing, I was following what Dr. Chang said, eating the right amounts of protein, and even though it seemed like I was eating too much and I was never hungry, the fat just continued to shred away for me. And okay. I loved it, and I thought it was easy mentally, and that's probably the hardest part of weight management. The control, like I say, was amazing, and I'd recommend it to anybody.
Great. Let me just mention that, of course, you heard a lot of the same points that Nancy made, things that I think Darren said in addition. What, for him, there was a strong why right from the beginning, and as for Nancy, it was, but somehow it struck me that it was clear what he wanted to do. He also saw it as a way to develop a personal story, so he'd have this story for the business side of things. And a key point, which you hear a lot, especially on those morning calls, Monday, Wednesday, Friday calls, is he cleaned out the kitchen. He took the bad options away so that it made it easier for him to stick to the program. Hey, Darren, thanks very much.
You're welcome.
Appreciate that, Nancy.